right, we'll move along to Oregon coach Mark Helfrich. The Ducks are at Colorado on Saturday. Coaches online, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Brian Hamilton, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Mark, this may be a little bit off the wall in a way, but working on a story about bouncing back from a BCS title game loss, and I know you were on the staff, obviously, when Oregon lost a few years back in a BCS title game, but there was a lot of success the next season, too. What do you think went into making sure that that one loss didn't affect the next season? What were the keys in recovering and having a good year the next year?
Well, first of all, thanks for bringing it up. I think that's kind of the biggest thing is just, you know, somebody wins and somebody loses. And in that locker room, in the losing locker room, it's like the world's come to an end and your season was a failure and all those things that aren't true, you know, you have to somehow overcome. And in the winning locker room, to a certain degree, you have to do the same thing. You know, in the next couple weeks, that next edition of ex-university football exists in a totally different way. And so I think, you know, Chip did a great job and our players did a great job of kind of hitting reset, whether it's been after a bowl victory or a bowl loss.
What's the most important part of the hitting reset real quick? Is it sort of understanding how you got there? Is it redoing everything that got you there in the first place? How would you put it?
I think it's getting better. You know, I think it's you know, you're gonna have different challenges, whether it's losing players or finding roles for guys that are gonna have expanded roles that are either new or you know, guys that are up and coming in your program, and then you're gonna get everybody's best shot. And so you can never just sit there and go, hey, let's just do exactly what we just did again, because that's not gonna be good enough. And your team's different. You know, your team is completely different from year to year.
Great. Thanks.
Your next question comes from Paul Meyerberg, USA Today.
Mark, question I was going to have for you is, you know, I think it's been a good start for the Pac-12, I mean, from top to bottom. I know there's always Oregon, Stanford, and then a couple other teams in the top 25. If you're going to maybe look at the bigger picture of things, do you think over this first month, first 5 weeks, based on what the league has accomplished in non-conference play and how many title contenders it seems to have, I think the league not just has a case for being included in the conversation for being the top conference in the country, but it's kind of made its case for being number one ahead of all the rest?
Well, obviously, you're the guys that kind of decide those types of comparisons, and it's awfully difficult, too, during the course of a season to compare, you know, the eighth-place team in each conference. How good are those teams? I have no idea. I have zero idea. I think this conference is the best it's ever been. I've been in this conference for a long time, and top to bottom, the talent, the skill on special teams of you know, virtually every team in this conference is a lot better than it's been. I think we're getting bigger and you know, bigger, faster, stronger up front on both sides of the ball, and certainly until somebody proves otherwise, the SEC, I think, has the, you know, still the puffed out chest, and deservedly so.
You know, Oregon is one of several universities in the league, I think maybe almost across the board, to a team that has done a lot of upgrading facilities and so forth. Is that, looking at the entire league, a hugely positive factor that every team has now the wherewithal to make upgrades, to upgrade facilities, and kind of even the playing field across the entire country? Because I think we could say there's been an issue in the past with some universities not having been up to par facilities-wise,
right,
unlike you guys have always seemed to have it. Is that, you think, a hugely positive factor for you?
Well, I think, yeah, I think the Pac-10 /12 has always been progressive, you know, dynamic place for whether it's inclusiveness in sports or all the things that have gone on in different universities around the West. And certainly at Oregon, that's been the calling card to be different, to be, you know, why does a kid from Detroit, Michigan come to Eugene, Oregon? Why does a kid from Atlanta, Georgia come to Eugene, Oregon? And the same things that are attractive to a student athlete, I think, are attractive to a chemistry major or a biology major or a marketing major. And that's why, you know, we're a small part, you know, hopefully a great window and a big window into a great university that has the highest achieving, most diverse student body of all time. And so I think everybody, you know, everybody wins.
Thanks, Mark.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mark, what do you see different on film for Colorado? Where have they improved from last year?
I think just their culture. I mean, you can see it on film. They're kind of just better, you know. And I think Coach McIntyre's done a great job of kind of, you know, resetting the standard and probably starting from scratch in his way. And you know, there's a lot of the same guys are just a little bit bigger, a little bit more athletic, a little bit more bought into what they're doing. It appears on film, and they're playing, you know, they're playing well.
You know, one of the astounding things about the Oregon program over the past few years is your ability to, like, the whole nameless, faceless opponent deal, where you guys avoided complacency, never losing to really an overmatched team. What steps have you taken to maintain that as the head coach?
Well, that's just kind of our way. We certainly talk about, hey, schemes, and if we had to block Ted Miller, we'd talk about Ted Miller for a second, and then we'd just worry about our deal, you know, and our preparation and our enthusiasm and our effort that goes into that, and that's all you can do. If you again take a deep breath and a sigh and a relaxing breath because you're playing a supposed team that you're going to beat, and then you have to ramp it up for a team that's supposedly better than you. It just doesn't. You're not going to maximize your personal or your team, maximize your opportunities for success by doing that. And so, you know, that's just something we believe in.
You have to get them ready for my swim move there. Well,
exactly. Scottsdale swim.
Your next question comes from Brian Howell, the Boulder Daily Camera.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
The first question is, do you have any fond memories of your time here at Colorado? And then as a follow-up, what did you learn as a coach from your time here at CU that has maybe helped you as you've gone on to Oregon?
I mean, Colorado is a great place. I think my without question, my fondest memories are our son was born in Boulder. So that's my slam dunk most positive memory. But just the people, I think it's a great, you know, it's a great town. It's a great state. It's a great region. A lot of great people. And then learned a thousand things. Obviously wish we would have won some more games and been a more positive experience overall. But had some good times, had some tough times, and learned from all of it.
When you're approaching this game, is it emotional for you just going into a town where I know the staff is different from when you were here, but is it emotional when you're going into a place that you did have some fond memories of?
It'll be slightly different. You know, I think, like you said, for the most part, I mean, the administration is different. The coaching staff is different. There's just so much turnover. So from maybe a time where there'd be a little bit more emotion, it doesn't really come into play. But certainly at a place you used to work, it's always a little bit different. If it's always just a little awkward coming out of the visiting locker room at a place you've worked. But, you know, more or less, we just try to approach it like any other team.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
The next question comes from Hunter Hewitt, the San Francisco Chronicle.
Hey, Coach, I got a quick question about last week. Was there any preparation in terms of getting ready for the rain? Did you guys maybe get some wet balls, pour some water bottles over them, something like that, towards the end of the week in practice?
We didn't. I think the only possible way you could have prepared for that was like to practice in a washing machine or a dishwasher or something. I've lived in Oregon the majority of my life, and I've never seen it like that ever. But no, we hadn't had, Sonny and I were actually talking before the game, we hadn't had one practice in the weather at all. You know, we've had great weather, and in a couple of days there was a little precipitation. We went inside and we just try to prepare as best as we possibly can, and you know, I think more or less just try not to make a big deal out of it, and our guys handled it really well.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, that'll do it. Mark, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
Take care.